old is too old? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, and we just heard NCT Dream with Wee Young. So apparently, you can't say you're old unless you've lived as long as this dude right here, who is now officially the oldest living land creature there is. Now get this, 194 years old. Well, we really don't know his official age because no one knows where, and they've never been around this person when they were born. But scientists say that he's likely to be even older. Meet Jonathan, the tortoise, who is officially the world's oldest living land animal according to the Guinness World Records, and has just received a prestigious Icon Award from the same organization. Jonathan is an incredible 194 years old. That's right. He was born around 1832 or maybe even before then. And that's decades before the invention of the telephone, the light bulb, or even photography as we even know it today. The Seychelles giant tortoise has lived on the remote South Atlantic island of St. Helena since 1882, when he arrived as a gift for the island's governor. Since then, he's outlasted 31 governors and become something of a local celebrity. Despite being nearly two centuries old, Jonathan is still doing remarkably well. He may have lost his eyesight and sense of smell, but he's otherwise in good health. In fact, scientists are now studying his DNA, hoping to unlock clues about longevity. So, what's Jonathan's secret? Unfortunately, it's probably not eating more lettuce or taking longer naps. But one thing is certain, while the rest of us complain about getting older, Jonathan has been quietly proving that age really is just a number. All right. With that, we have a great song. We have Tae Young with Number One Rock Star. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. This is, you know, the time. You take a break from whatever it is you're doing. You know, if your boss is talking to you right now, they'd be like, yo, I need to take a break. Because Brian Jew, KPC, they got information that I need to learn. I want to learn. So stop talking. Plus, your breath be stinking. Don't tell them that. You might get fired. Anyways, so Jonathan, the tortoise was selected as an icon by the Guinness World Records. But guess who else made it onto that? That prestigious list. Our very own Blackpink. So, it was another major milestone for the group. And at this point, are we even surprised, y'all? You know what I'm saying? The global K-pop superstars have been named Guinness World Record icons, of course, joining a select group of influential figures recognized for changing the game in their fields. Since debuting back in 2016, Jisoo, Jennie, Rosé, and Lisa have gone from rookie idols to global music powerhouses. Along the way, they've broken record after record. In 2022, Blackpink became the first female K-pop group to top both the UK and US album charts. And as of this year, they also hold the title of the world's most viewed and most subscribed music group on YouTube. Wow. And their impact goes far beyond music. In 2023, the four members became the first K-pop group to receive honorary MBEs from the British royal family for promoting climate awareness through their work with the United Nations. Whether it's breaking streaming records, selling out stadiums, or making history on the global stage, Blackpink continues to prove they're more than just chart toppers. They're cultural icons. As their fans like to say, Blackpink isn't just in your area. They're everywhere. Yes, they are. So, we got two songs right now. Obviously, we got a Blackpink song for y'all. It is Go! And then we have Zykers with Iconic. In case you missed it, it's time for In case you missed it, here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. Starting off with news number one, TXT to release fourth Japanese single in August. Tomorrow by Together will release their fifth Japanese single, Setsuna Hanabi, on August 19th, marking their first new release in Japan in about 10 months. The four-track single will feature three new Japanese songs and a rearranged version of the title track with a live showcase in Tokyo planned for release day. The announcement was first made during the final concert of the group's 7th anniversary tour in Kobe before being confirmed by their agency, Big Hit Music. Their previous Japanese album, Star Kissed, earned double platinum certification in Japan with more than 500,000 shipments! We're moving on to news number two. ZB1's Suk Matthew becomes Visit Seoul Ambassador. Zero Base One's Suk Matthew has been named a Visit Seoul Ambassador as part of the Met You in Seoul campaign. The Seoul Tourism Organization says the campaign is a play on Matthew's name and the phrase Meet You and features him showcasing popular destinations including Seongsu-dong, Hangang Park, and Seosun-la-gil. Campaign videos will be available through July 14th across Visit Seoul's social media channels alongside an online giveaway offering fans a chance to win autographed merchandise. So, let's get into the related artist music right now. First up, Tomorrow by Together with Stick With You, Harue Haruman Do, and Zero Base One with Top 5. You're listening to all the latest updates and what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, it is time for news number three. P1 Harmony to launch three city tour in Asia. P1 Harmony will embark on a three city Asia stage B unique tour with stops in Taipei, Macau, and Bangkok. The tour will begin in Taipei on July 18th and follows the group's fan meeting in Seoul on July 11th and 12th. On July 29th, P1 Harmony will also release a Japanese edition of their 9th EP, Unique, featuring two new songs. The EP debuted at number 4 on the Billboard 200, marking the group's highest chart position and sold more than 500,000 copies in their first week. Moving on to news number four, my brother from, talk about the group TVXQ. You know, to make solo comeback in July. You know, will make his solo comeback with a single, Time's Ticking, on July 20th. The two-track release, featuring the title song and B-side, An Ordinary Story, marks his first solo project in about 8 months following his debut full-length album, I Know. His label teased the comeback with a game-inspired video hinting at the new concept through TVXQ's official social media channels. In addition to his activities with TVXQ, Yuno has remained active in acting, variety shows, and other entertainment projects. So, let's get into the related artists' music, P1 Harmony with Unique, and Yuno with Body Language. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. Get ready for our last story of the day, news number 5. It's about my Sunbae. Lee Seo-ra to make long-awaited comeback this month. Lee Seo-ra will make her long-awaited comeback with a new single in July. The new single will mark her first solo release in about 7 years, and is also her first new music since Request Song, which featured Suga of BTS in top charts following its 2019 release. Lee, who has remained active through drama soundtracks, said she is grateful to fans who have waited and hopes many people will enjoy the new song, debuting back in 1993. Woo! Lee is known for classics including I'm Happy, proposal, and the wind blows. Well, that's a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by Miss Isora. Request song, 신청곡, featuring Suga of BTS. That was Isora featuring Suga with request song, 신청곡. Now, how do you listen to our show? We got apps. KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well, too. Search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website and shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the gram at KBS K-Pop, where you guys can send in your requests. And, of course, your Y2C answers for a chance to win a prize. Now, if you tune in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel. A domestic channel, to be exact. Now, some of our KBS Cool FM videos now provide English subtitles, so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars like Felix, of course, from Australia, also from Stray Kids, of course, and Wonhee of Island make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what's going on. Who doesn't want to know that? Go check it out right now. No, don't check it out right now. Check it out after our show. But for now, we got two songs. Rise, Do Your Dance. And Taeyang, Live Fast, Die Slow. That was Taeyang with Live Fast, Die Slow. And it's time to say goodbye to everybody. But thank you for tuning in. And we do have a great song taking us out by Deuce. It's called In Summer, 여름 안에서. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.